Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk with Jimmy King, eminently former Mr. Basketball here in the state of Texas. Plano East alum, part of the Fab Five.
And was in New York for the draft.
And he was drafted previously, so looking forward to his insight. So right now we bring it to you on the Diamond Factory Hotline. It is Jimmy King. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
Good. We're doing excellent. You're in New York for the draft right now.
Yes, I am. I'm currently living a good life with the Four Seasons, looking out the One Tower Building and the 911 Memorial. It's beautiful out here. It's a nice, beautiful, sunny day.
Can I ask you, going back to, and I know we're going to talk about like this draft particular, but going back to your draft experience, like what were you told going into the draft? Because I know there can be a lot of fluctuation when people evaluate you. Were you given a range? What was that range? And what were your nerves like going into the draft?
Absolutely. You know, it's one of the biggest nights of your life. You anticipated all your life, you know, dreaming about it, growing up as a young kid. And I was fortunate enough to have that experience. Ironically, this is my first time at the draft. I wasn't projected as a lottery pick or a sure first rounder. I was a mid to late first rounder. That's what I was told. That's what was relayed to me. You know, the 17 on range, 17 draft pick and on. I ended up going to second round, 35th pick to Toronto. So, you know, the discussions through that time, you know, you have with teams you worked out with, you interview with, you know, it's an interview process. So you want to touch as many teams as possible. Some guys don't like to do that. Some agents, you know, advise against that. But to me, it was just the experience, and it was, you know, getting my resume, quote unquote, out there as much as possible. So it was a fun experience, but it is nerve wracking. And you really don't know what's up until your name is called.
So, Jimmy, about 24 hours before the draft happens, Vegas takes the betting off the books and then has to reset it because they're like, oh, my God, we've just got tipped off.
Whoops.
That Banchero is going to go one.
How kind of,
I don't know if shock's the right word, but when did maybe you start getting notice that Banchero is going to go one and not Jabari Smith? And do you think Orlando
Nobody
made the right decision?
No one felt that. Like the arena, the energy in the arena when he was picked, it was like a wild moment. You know, being on TV, I don't know if it came across on television, but in the arena, you know, the energy and the excitement was there. Because I think people anticipated Jabari Smith going number one. That's what we've been hearing all week. You know, we've been hearing about Banchero, you know, moving up or anywhere between one and three, but not a consensus one. So when he was picked, the energy shifted. It was kind of live from there on. It felt like it was going to be one of those nights where, you know, you don't know who's going where.
Who did you like out of the top three big guys that went one, two, and three?
That's a great question, because the top three, I think they got it right. I think the top three, they absolutely got it right as far as their skill set, as far as their development, as far as fitting with their teams. I think, you know, Banchero, Holmgren, and Jabari ended up in the right spot. Jabari particularly with the young talent, with Jalen Green down in Houston, I think they'll be a lethal combination in the future. So, and Chet, as far as, you know, being a hometown kid, a Dallas kid, he's still close, a close enough drive where he can still get support and the fanfare. So I think they hit it out the park.
How, when it comes to Chet Holmgren, how much can your body change once you get into the NBA? Because nobody is questioning his skill set whatsoever, but people keep asking about like his body, his frame, his weight. How much can you change your body once you get to the NBA?
You could change a lot. I mean, you get the greatest nutrition. You know, you're able to eat well. You're able to get the, you know, use devices like cryotherapy and other things that can help you grow and build and get the rest you need that's necessary to develop. So I think that, like, for him, it's personal. And for every single one of them, eventually it really comes down to them and what, you know, they're willing to do and what they're committed to do. If he's committed to building his body and building the strength, like you said, he already has a skill set. We know that. We've seen that. That's why he's a top three pick. But his body frame, the speed of the game, the physicalness of the game is what he's going to have to adapt to. And if he is willing to put in that work, he has all the tools necessary there for him to do that. So, you know, he's still young. It's just like college. You know, just look at it like going to college and they tell you put on that freshman 15. It's the same for the NBA. He's going to have to put on, you know, 15, 20 pounds of muscle in the first year.
Man, Jimmy, when we talk about to Mike about baseball, when you're drafted, it's going to take, what, maybe 3-5 years for you even?
Out of high school, to 5 to 6 years,
yeah,
really,
to get
if
to
you
that
can do
point.
It.
Yes. In the NFL, you know, it's like, all right, you're going to be in the mix, but you might be see limited playing time. In the NBA, you step right in a lot of times. Would you rather be a guy that gets drafted high and has to take on a bad team and grow that team, or step into a winning situation immediately?
For me personally, it doesn't matter. I'm about the process either way. If you're stepping into, you're fortunate to step into a team that has a lot of veterans, I think it makes it better for you for longevity. How you learn how to take care of your body, the ins and outs on the roads, the NBA life. You know, that style. But as far as going out and getting being put in the cooker and having to carry a team, that's another education in itself. I think you become tougher. I think it you know, you're the unmitigated, you know, kind of leader. So that's also a different skill set or different, you know, kind of moniker or you know, thing that they put on you if you're drafted onto that team. So for me, either way, it just depends on the organization, the coaching, you know, what your role is, what is expected out of you, because it ebbs and flows. You know, you got draft picks, you got free agency, you know, coaching staff. So you got to be adaptable. That's one thing, you know, regardless if you're top pick or if you go to a winning team, you got to be adaptable.
So I've always been curious from this perspective. I know we're talking about a lot of positive stuff today, but I was curious for you in particular. Did you ever feel like you were kind of slotted or dismissed when you were in the NBA too quickly?
Oh, absolutely. It's dog eat dog world, you know. It's move on or get moved on. So, absolutely. You don't have time to sit around. It's a fast-paced league. You look around, you look at a lot of players. You know, they jump teams. For instance, Christian Wood, I think this is his fourth or fifth team, you know, in the past couple of years. So, and he's a great player. You know, he's an undrafted player, but he's still a good player and he's still in the league. So it just lets you know that evaluations and scouting and all that isn't always, you know, the end all be all. Analytics and all of that, you know, at the end of the day, you got to play the game and have to be the right fit for your talent. and skill set.
You brought up Christian Wood. What's your thoughts on the Mavs using the 26th pick to get Christian Wood and what he can bring to the Mavs next year?
I think he's going to be great. You know, I like what the Mavs are doing as far as bringing young talent, proven talent, with a mix of some good draft picks. So I'm excited about the future. They got a good coach in Jason Kidd. I think he keeps it simple for them. You got an all-star in Luka, who's going to be that guy, who is that guy. So if you put the right pieces around him, you got Dinwiddie, you know, on contract for a couple of years. Hopefully you can retain Jalen Brunson. I think that's a big key. But I also think they kind of, you know, shored that up with trading for Jaden, you know, in case he leaves. So as far as the Mavericks and their future and what they're looking at, I'm excited about what they're going to do. It's a tough league or a tough conference out west, but they've proven already that they can compete and just a game or two away from the finals.
Now, you did just mention Jaden Hardy. We've been discussing him this morning. Have you had the opportunity to, whether it's going back to high school, G League, see him or see highlights? And what are your thoughts about the newest Dallas Maverick?
Absolutely. You know, he's from Detroit. So yes. I spent the last 30 years in Detroit. And I know, you know, Detroit is a small market. Everybody knows each other.
Coronado High School?
I'm not sure what
high school. Yeah, I think it was Coronado High School, yeah.
But he, in my opinion, is a sleeper. He was projected to be a top draft pick, a first-round draft pick. He had a good year in the G League, averaged 17, 18 points a game. 5-6 rebounds, assists, you know. So he's an all-around player. I think the biggest thing that he has to transition is his team defense and on-ball defense. But that's just a desire. And watching him over the past year, he's saying the right things. You know, watching some of his interviews, he understands and is self-aware about what his weaknesses are. And so I think that, you know, I think that with that being said, and then with the success and the winning attitude and mentality that the Mavericks have, I think he's going to exponentially grow real fast, and he's going to fit right in.
Last thing, Jimmy, I know you just pretty much answered that, but he was the number two overall prospect coming out of high school, right behind Chet Holmgren. How tough is it being that high of a prospect, being, I'm guessing, number one on a lot of the AAU circuits, and then going to the NBA at 20 years old and saying, listen, you're going to play 5 minutes to 20 minutes. It's up to you based off of your defense and production on the court. But when you're on the court, you're now not the number one or number two player on this court. You're kind of our number four or number five guy on the court. You got to fit in.
That's why it's important to be a student of the game. If that shouldn't bother you, if you know that the reigning MVP or one of the league's MVP was drafted 46 in the second round, the MVP, okay, second team NBA first teamer or third team NBA player. He's the MVP of the league. So with that being said, if you handle your business, if you take the game seriously and play to the level that you know you can play to, then the accolades will come and you'll be able to lift your team up as you should. And there's no reason why he can't be that player. I think a lot of times in this world, you know, we like to write people off real quick. It's like an instant gratification. If we don't see it instantly, it's like, oh, they can't do this. Well, it takes time, as we all know, with everything, and especially in sports. So, again, if he's given the opportunity, I think he'll rise to that occasion.
Man, we appreciate your insight very, very much, especially your on-the-scene insight this time. Thank you for your time, as always, good sir.
Always. Thank you, fellas. I appreciate it. It was fun. I love this.
Absolutely. There you go. Jimmy King right here on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.